Some jazz musicians get lucky and make it while they're still in their 20s. Singer and pianist Dina DeRose has taken a little more time. She's done it without the marketing machinery of a major label behind her, and in spite of her health, Jeff London reports.
After playing piano and singing professionally for almost 15 of her 35 years, Dina DeRose is finally making something of a splash. She's been performing at jazz festivals around the world and in such high-toned New York clubs as the Blue Note. She's also released 3 CDs.
I can see clearly now. The rain has gone.
About a year ago was a time where I could sort of see that a lot of the dreams that I had and hopes that I had had all my life, I could see them sort of starting to come true.
That comes in part thanks to the praise of music critics. Terry Teachout profiled Dina DeRose in the New York Times. He says that he heard about her through the grapevine.
Jazz is a small town, and New York City is the smallest town when it comes to jazz. And when there's somebody interesting, people start talking about them. I started hearing Dina's name, so we went to a very small club, and I was floored. Absolutely floored.
Never been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. Thought my heart was safe. Thought I knew the score. But this is one that's all too strange and strong. Full of foolish song, and out the song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. Really, never been in love before.
What's surprising about all of the attention that Dina DeRose is getting as a singer is that she never started out to be one. In her 20s, she was a hard-working piano player in her hometown of Binghamton, New York.
I was practicing and playing cocktail hours and doing anything I could do, teaching 40 students a week, and my hand started to have pain, my right hand. And I just sort of ignored it for a long time, like almost a year. At some point, I just had to go see a doctor. He said it was carpal tunnel, he operated. I went back to playing afterwards, and it was still painful.
It turned out that DeRose had arthritis as well. She underwent another operation. But while she was recovering, her piano teacher asked if she'd like to sing with his band. She says it turned out to be both a release and a salvation.
It was probably the only time in my life that I really felt like I could lose it. You know, like I was not me. And I think starting to sing like that when I couldn't play was an outlet to just express. And it turned out to be nice.
Smooth road, clear night. Happy me that suddenly I finally saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that trouble.
DeRose feels that after 3.5 years, when she was able to play again, singing made her a better pianist.
In the long run, it's really changed my playing, knowing all the lyrics and everything. I just never knew the tune until I really learned the lyric.
I want to see your face in every kind of light. In fields of dawn and the forests of the night. When you stand before the candles on a cake, just let me be there to hear the silent wish you make.
Dina DeRose has a clean, no-nonsense style, says critic Terry Teachout.
She's not a note waster. And there's also a touch of, well, vulnerability, rue, in the sound of her voice, in the way she sings ballads, which I find enormously attractive.
With you beside me, a rose could bloom in the snow. with you to guide me, no winds of winter would blow. I gave you my love, and now I'm living a dream. But living would seem in vain if I lost you.
But one of DeRose's trademarks comes through on her more up-tempo tunes. DeRose says her technique of vocalizing with her piano improvisations came by accident, one night when she forgot to move her microphone out of the way during a piano solo.
And I sing a lot of times, you know, when I'm playing, and it was sort of coming out of the speaker up on the wall, and a couple people said, oh, you know, like from the table right in front of me. They were like, look at that, you know, and I was like just listening to it myself.
Critic Terry Teachout thinks these piano vocal improvisations reveal much about Dina DeRose's musical mind.
It's not a gimmick. It's something that's very striking, and it tells you that the two sides of her head are completely in phase when she's doing this. It's a wonderful sound.
When I sing and play, it's definitely one thing to me. I'm not thinking more pianistically or more vocally, really. It's very much one whole package.
Dina DeRose says she's grateful she found singing, even if it came out of a period of physical pain. And after years of toiling in piano bars and small clubs, she says things are finally looking up, as much as they can for a jazz artist. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.